I'm going to share some fairly bloody pictures with you of what happened to me. I almost became an amputee a couple months ago. And I'll warn you before I show the photo, but this has a positive ending about healing. And I decided to share this with you now because, well, I'm almost fully recovered. And it's a miracle. I would say it's a miracle of God and of prayer, and it's also a miracle of nutrition and medicinal mushrooms. Now, let me mention Jamie Foxx up front here first, because I've been critical of Jamie Foxx not sharing the truth about his stroke with the public. And even at the same time that I have a lot of compassion for Jamie Foxx, and frankly, anyone who's been severely injured or who has undergone a stroke. But Jamie Foxx and his family have gone to great lengths to cover up the nature of his injury. But you'll notice in that boat video of him a couple weeks ago, he was seated, he wasn't walking, and he was only using his left arm. He was waving with his left arm. And I said at the time, you know, this is consistent with someone who's had a stroke injury and is perhaps disabled, at least partially, on the right side of their body. Well, then Jamie Foxx put out another video a couple of days ago, well, over the weekend, I guess, where he's talking to the audience in a heartfelt, tearful message. And I get it. I understand it. He says his eyes are working fine, and he can obviously speak at this point, which is amazing. But he says people said he was paralyzed and he's not paralyzed, and he points to his right side, I think almost unconsciously. And his right side, his right hand and his right arm, he never moves them during this video. And I feel sorry and sad that clearly Jamie Foxx has suffered a severe stroke that has affected the right half of his body, that is, unless the camera was, you know, flipped horizontally or something, but it looks like the right side of his body is not fully recovered yet. He suffered a severe stroke. He was in a stroke recovery center for a couple of months now, it seems. And he's been learning how to use his body again in order to recover from the stroke. And the good news is a lot of people can have rapid recovery from strokes with proper physical therapy, you know, good nutrition, good focus, and so on. And, you know, a stroke doesn't have to end your life, doesn't have to make you disabled for life. And so, you know, I pray for Jamie, and I hope that he achieves a full recovery. And frankly, for anybody who has suffered a stroke. It's just that I feel like he should have been more honest with his audience about what he was going through, and people would have understood. They wouldn't have blamed him for it. You can't blame someone for having a stroke. Well, but then there's the vaccine question, right? And the rumor is that he got vaccinated on a movie set, and then the stroke happened shortly after the vaccine. And he doesn't probably want to face the wrath of Hollywood, which would ban your entire career if you mention vaccines as having caused damage. So Jamie Foxx is in a very difficult spot. And I pray for him, and I pray for his recovery. So, all right. Now, one of the things that gives me great compassion for Jamie Foxx, or frankly anybody who has suffered a severe injury like that, is, well, not only the fact that I genuinely care about people. I mean, I want to help end suffering on the planet. This is a lot of the reason why I do why I do. And I want to help people heal, and I want to help people avoid injury, i.e. avoid the jabs. And I want to help people be healthy. And I was recently tested in this in a very, very serious way. And I was almost turned into, you could say, although I would not use this term to describe anybody else, but someone might have used this to describe me if the outcome had been different. I was almost turned into a cripple. And fortunately, I now have almost full recovery. And I think, since, you know, I'm asking for Jamie Foxx to be transparent with his audience I need to finish telling you this story and share with you what happened. But I was never hiding it, by the way. You saw me with a bandage around my finger in the studio, you know, a couple months ago. And I was rather severely injured with a severe laceration. And I almost lost my finger. And it's my index finger. So it's arguably the most important finger. So what I'm going to do here to tell you this story with full transparency, and also the miraculous healing that you won't believe when you see it, I'm going to show you the photo of the initial laceration. And this isn't even the most gruesome photo, but it is quite bloody. The blood is really healthy looking and fresh and very red, by the way. So it's healthy looking blood. This was, you can kind of see the depth of the laceration, but if you're a doctor, pay attention to this because you're going to immediately understand the anatomy of what got severed and so on. But I'm going to show you this picture, just warning you, if blood makes you queasy or whatever, you know, look away. But here it is. This is the hand injury that happened to me about 8 or 9 weeks ago. So this is the laceration. It lacerated underneath the, I don't know which, how you number the joints of the finger, but you can see it was a very deep laceration. There was quite a lot of blood. This is actually after a lot of the blood had stopped. So this is kind of after the worst bleeding. But there was a lot of blood. It was a very, very deep laceration. And it started underneath the finger and went all the way around, lacerated the side very deep, all the way up across the top to where I was afraid that the bone... first of all, I was afraid that I thought I had almost lost my finger. And when I realized I had not lost the finger, I began to check it out. My first fear was that I had I'd broken the bone. And I was going to have to go to the ER and have the bone set and so on. Fortunately, I checked it out and I had not broken the bone. I do believe that I fractured it quite severely. But I did not break it. And by the way, I'm not going to tell you exactly how this injury happened. It was a severe laceration. And it happened on my ranch. It wasn't at work or anything. It happened on my ranch. So the next thing I was concerned about was nerves, obviously. Because the nerves for the finger run through the sides of the finger. And, also I was concerned about ligaments. And the primary ligament that you use to flex that finger, to pull it, let's say like to pull a trigger, that ligament runs directly along the bottom of the finger, where it goes into the center of the hand. And of course, I was very concerned that ligament might have been lacerated. And if that were the case, I would have had to go in and had surgery. I was able to determine fairly quickly that I had not fully lacerated that ligament, but had probably partially lacerated it. I was also able to determine that I had lost some nerve function because part of the finger tip, the first section of the finger, had gone numb. And so my assessment was, okay, I had not broken the bone. I had not fully lacerated ligament. I was able to stop the bleeding. I'd done some nerve damage. And so I decided that there was nothing the ER could do for me. Now, I know this decision might be different with other people. A lot of people might have just gone to the ER, just, I don't know, out of habit. Like, doctor, what can I do? Take x-rays, whatever, do stitches. I decided that I did not want stitches, and I did not want to go to the ER unless I developed other symptoms over the next, you know, 24 to 48 hours. Because I knew I'd stop the bleeding, and I knew that the ER couldn't do anything about the nerve damage. I also knew that blood vessels would regrow. So I knew I'd severed, obviously, the blood vessels that go along the side of the finger. And I also said to myself, if it turns out that I've lacerated the ligament, of course I would go in and have emergency surgery. All right. So I decided to engage in self-care for this severe injury. And the self-care consisted of using special bandages, special little micro bandages that would help, that would function as kind of semi-sutures to keep the skin together. Combined with, I use my own first aid silver gel multiple times a day for probably a month and a half. And by the way, that silver gel has 7 essential oils in it that are antimicrobial. And so through this entire thing, I never suffered any infection whatsoever. But in addition to using that silver gel, I also use hydrogen peroxide and various bandaging. I also use some iodine, some topical iodine. And so I want to show you this next picture, which is several weeks later. I don't know, 2 weeks later, whatever it is, maybe 3 weeks later. Yeah, I think this is 3. Let me show you this picture of what the healing process is starting to look like. Okay, so at this point, the wound is still obviously healing, and the ligaments, the side ligaments, which were completely severed, they are still healing. And at this point, I do not have restoration of mobility of the finger. So I could not shake anybody's hands. I couldn't button my shirt. You know, I couldn't unzip my pants to take a leak. You know, I mean, that finger was out of function. So I learned how to do everything without that finger. And that gave me a lot of perspective for people who do have stroke injuries or other physical handicaps, or perhaps are maybe missing a hand or an arm or a foot. And, you know, it's a tough go. You know, I couldn't open jars. I couldn't even flip a switch on the blender to make smoothies. And it was very difficult to scoop out avocados to make my smoothies and so on. You know, but I didn't complain to you about it. I just knew that things are going to heal. And, of course, this entire time I was using turmeric in my smoothies. I was using the first aid gel, like I said. And I was using lion's mane mushroom. Now, lion's mane mushroom, I think this is one of the keys to the healing journey here, which I'm going to show you more and you're going to be amazed. Lion's mane regrows nerves. Okay. I'm just going to say what it is. Lion's mane mushroom regrows nerves. Now, I'm not claiming that lion's mane mushroom can regrow like a severed spinal cord or anything like that. It's not going to regrow every nerve or major nerve bundles, perhaps, but for the small nerves in this finger, absolutely. With the body, God's divine power of healing that you're born with, the power of lion's mane mushroom and all the other nutrients, and I use tuning forks. So I use tuning forks every day, every evening, actually. I would, smack the tuning forks on my knee, and then I would hold the tuning fork on the two joints on both sides of this injury. So I was sending kinetic vibration into the finger. Now, it turns out that bones are great conductors of sound vibration. And tuning forks, the reason why you want to use tuning forks is because being that they're made of steel, you know, physical metal, when you hammer a tuning fork, it vibrates, and it usually has a specific hertz that it's claiming to vibrate at, like, you know, 433 or whatever. But actually, tuning forks vibrate at multiple higher harmonics. All of them do. You can see it on an oscilloscope. And tuning forks also vibrate at ultrasonic frequencies as well. So what I was doing with these tuning forks was actually, I was pushing ultrasonic sound vibration, even beyond sound, ultrasonic energy into the joints. And then I also purchased a 908 nanometer laser device. And these are non-visible waveforms of light. And because from being the editor of naturalnews.com and the stories we've covered, I've covered these stories that ultrasonic sound actually awakens zombie cells or senescent cells in the body. We've covered this in previous stories. And so I knew that the way to keep the cells alive in my finger, even though the blood supply had been severed, even though the nerves had been severed, I knew the way to keep it alive was to use ultrasonic frequencies and to use healing light and to use nutrition and topical essential oils and lion's mane mushroom. Okay, so I was healing this from every possible angle. Now, let me add this. I did, at one point, I went to visit an orthopedic doctor just to have another professional opinion on the healing process. And it was about 5 weeks in. I went to see this orthopedic doctor, and I showed him the initial picture of the injury. And, you know, side by side with, like, here's my finger, and here's the injury, which I think was 5 weeks earlier. And he looked at the picture, and he looked at my finger, and he looked back at the picture, and back at my finger, and he said, that was only 5 weeks ago? Are you sure? Like, yeah, that was 5 weeks ago. And he said, I mean, are your nerves working? I'm like, yeah. So I'm moving it around, and he's like, squeeze my finger. And so I squeeze his finger with my finger, and he's like, and he's testing my finger, you know, like going to the side and up and down. He's like, yeah, resist me, you know, this, all this stuff. And he's feeling it and moving it around. He's like, man, like, first, number one, you know, normally it would take a lot longer than 5 weeks to heal this much, he said. But he said also, you know, most people wouldn't have full recovery of nerve function from that kind of nerve damage. And he said, it looks like you at least partially severed your primary ligament. And he was surprised that I had strength there. And I said, well, yeah, I know, but I'm, you know, I'm a nutritionist and I'm, you know, doctors don't like to hear that. Ah, nutrition. I'm like, no, serious, man. I take care of my nutrition. And also, I didn't tell him about the tuning forks because that would have just generated an eye roll. Tuning forks, oh my God. So, you know, because, you know, come on. They don't teach that in medical school, do they? No? So, anyway, he said, look, you're on track. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep working the mobility and this and that. And, like, somehow you're healing incredibly fast. So, you know, good luck. Okay, cool. So that was done. You know, doctor didn't say anything was crazy wrong, which was great. And so I continued with the healing protocol, which I already described to you. Of course, doing all the nutrition. And I forgot to mention, vitamin C is key for ligament healing, by the way. Forgot to mention that. Oh, and one other thing the doctor told me, he said normally ligament healing takes 120 to 180 days. So it's supposed to be 4 to 6 months before the ligaments repair. Okay. And I was like, really? So I even went on YouTube and I looked it up. I was like, hand ligament repair. You know, how long does it take? And sure enough, all the videos, like 4 to 6 months. I'm like, man, that sounds like a long time to not use your finger. So, anyway, I continued with my nutrition and healing and everything and, you know, mobility and rehab. I looked up some rehab exercises. There's a gal on YouTube, I think it's called, like, Virtual Hand Care, and she has all these little rehab tricks and things that you can do, like, you know, do the claw. You know, like, make your hand into the shape of a claw. And she has good advice, like, you know, pick up small objects, you know, like pennies and things. It sounds funny, I know. But when you're physically handicapped, as I was, you know, I'm going to do the research and I'm going to do the rehab and I'm going to do the work, right? So I'm looking for experts who know what to do. And she's talking about buddy straps. I'm like, what's a buddy strap? You strap one finger to your other finger. And then you go throughout your day, and then you force your lame finger to do what your other finger's doing, you know? So I learned about buddy straps, and I got some buddy straps. And then I got all these, like, rehab balls that you squeeze, which are different resistance levels, right? So I'm squeezing these rehab balls and everything. And here's the funny part. I was doing all this while I was interviewing other people. So almost every video that you've seen of me in the studio for the last 2 months, I'm actually rehabbing my hand underneath the camera. Seriously. Like, just below the camera. You can't see it. I'm doing all hand rehab stuff. I know. Got to use the time wisely, right? All right. So now I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you the photo that I just took before I recorded this. Okay. So here's the result after what, 8 or 9 weeks of from a severe laceration where I almost lost my finger, and suffered a very severe nerve laceration, blood vessel laceration, and partial primary ligament laceration and complete laceration of the side ligaments. All right, so here's the photo. All right, so here's my finger today. Virtually, there's almost, you can't even barely see the scar. And frankly, at this point, if I didn't mention it to you, nobody would ever know. I'm able to, you know, do everything. I shoot rifles and shoot pistols and pick up small objects and, you know, scoop out avocados and button my shirt, unzip my fly, you know, all the things that I used to do. I still have a little bit more mobility yet to go. It's not 100% yet, but I have confidence it's on track. But I want you to look at this. And realize that the doctor told me, again, a lot of people could have lost function and lost nerve function in particular. And what I found out, which is rather shocking, is that on the tip of my finger now, where I was partially numb before, I now have hypersensitivity to textures. In other words, I can read Braille. I mean, I can feel all the Braille dots now. It is so bizarre. I have extra sensitivity, and I believe it's because the nerves grew back as new nerves. That's, now, I don't know, some of you doctors out there, you might think, no, that can't possibly be. Well, hey, look, I'm just telling you what I experienced, okay? It was numb. I healed it. I did all the sound vibration. I did the laser lights. I did the lion's mane. The nerves regrew. Now, I not only have 100% nerve function, I have like 150% nerve function, okay? Which is weird. It is quite weird. Because like, if I feel the side of my face with whiskers on it, if I haven't shaved, it's like, it's really, really rough. It feels like I'm, I don't know, it feels really pronounced is what I'm saying. But again, I know that I could read Braille at this point if I had any Braille around, which is, it's a interesting connection to people who have a different disability, people who are sightless, right? So I was almost, you know, almost lost a finger. Other people, their eyes don't function. We all have to do the best we can with what we have, right? And I feel a great sense of compassion. But I gotta say, this healing journey that I just described to you, it's very humbling to me. It's one of the reasons I share this with you, is because this underscored to me the fact that everything that we teach here at naturalnews.com and brighteon.com, everything that I share with you about nutrition and sound healing and vibrational medicine and you know, light medicine and everything, people, it freaking works. Medicinal mushrooms, turmeric, essential oils, colloidal silver. Folks, I'm telling you, you look at this picture. If I had gone to the emergency room and if I had followed the advice of mainstream doctors, it would not look this good. It would not heal this fast. There's no way I would not have resumed function to the extent that I do now. The reason that this scar is almost imperceptible, and the reason I have very high restoration of mobility, not 100%, but very high, is because natural medicine works. And by the way, I'm going to show you some of the rehab that I've done as well to kind of show you the fact that I'm able to do exercises and mobility with it now. So I bought these little hand exercisers. that are, they're rehab devices. Now, let me show you the picture here. So here I am squeezing one of the rehab devices here. And it's got resistance, obviously. I mean, this is how it works. And so you can see that I'm able to use this finger, and you can see the scar. You can see there's some skin deformation there. You know, it's never going to look totally normal again, but no one will notice it, you know, unless they see this video. It doesn't matter. But you can see I'm using it. I'm using the finger. It's functional. I have, again, 150% restoration of the nerves. I have full blood flow. You know, my fingertips are pink. If you press on them hard, you know, and you turn it white and then you let go, the pink comes right back. You know, the blood is flowing. It's healthy. I have full functionality, or near full mobility, I should say. And I have enough strength rehab to be able to use it, and it's just going to keep getting stronger. Again, I'm taking vitamin C. I took a lot of zinc, obviously. You know, I'm doing turmeric, and I'm doing, you know, all the nutritional things that I talk about, plus lion's mane, a lot of lion's mane. So this works, folks. And don't forget the tuning forks, and don't forget the light healing devices. There's also ones, that, by the way, there's LEDs. There's LED devices that are, they're promoted as infrared devices on Amazon that are pretty affordable, like 100 and something bucks, that are really, really good, that help warm up your joints and muscles. In fact, let me just give a shout out to this particular device that I use. It's called Shine Red Light Therapy, and it's currently $159 on Amazon. So Shine, S-H-I-N-E, and it has infrared 850 nanometer light therapy, and also 660 nanometer dual wavelength. I do have another device that's got 908 nanometer, but that's an actual laser. But in terms of a really affordable unit, this unit, Shine Red Light Therapy, is a bargain, and it's really good at warming up your joints and also activating your cells. So the bottom line on all this, folks, is that nutrition works, natural medicine works, tuning forks work, you know, essential oils work. I mean, again, and you don't see any stitches on the side of my scar, right? You don't see any stitches, no tracks. Like normally if you go in and get stitches, you know, you're going to have all these ugly tracks on the side of it. Looks like Frankenstein. But because I did not go to the ER and I decided to heal it myself, don't have any stitches. I mean, here, look again, right? You don't see any, there's no stitches. There's no tracks on the side of the skin. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to the ER if you have a severe injury. I'm not saying that at all. You probably should, especially if you don't have the medical knowledge that I have at the moment, because I could self-assess a lot of things. You know, I've done a lot of first aid courses and live fire, you know, battlefield medic courses and blood stop courses and things like that. So I do have some level of training to be able to assess. And if you don't have that training, you know, obviously go in and get emergency care as you need it. But I'm just saying, because I chose to do what I do as the health ranger, my individual decision, my personal choice is to use nutrition, light, kinetic energy, tuning forks, essential oils. You know, I did not have infections. I did not lose the function. I did not end up numb. And as a result, I'm probably going to get about a 90% to 95% strength recovery is, I think, where this is going. It may never be 100%, but that's okay. I can live with that. So I share this with you because, you know, number one, like I said about Jamie Foxx, I think that influencers should be transparent with their audience, with their listeners and readers and fans. When you're going through difficult times, you know, share that with your audience and they will support you in that journey. And then secondly, that I chose natural medicine and natural medicine worked. And this is proof. This is living proof. And I want you to feel inspired. If you have suffered an injury, if you are dealing with a medical condition, of any kind. I want you to know that nutrition can be a really pivotal part of your healing journey as well. And I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the emergency room if you have some severe, you know, acute situation, like, oh, you just cut yourself open with a chainsaw. Yeah, you should go in and probably get a lot of stitches for that. But what I am saying is that no matter what your healing journey, no matter what you're dealing with, that you may want to expand the list of options of things that you could bring into it. Have you thought about light? Have you thought about tuning forks? Have you thought about vibrational medicine? Have you thought about therapeutic massage? Have you thought about, you know, topical, like MSM with a little bit of DMSO? Because I've done that too on this finger. Have you thought about enhancing your nutrition? Have you thought about taking more vitamin C? You know, because vitamin C, if you look up the number one nutrient for ligament healing, it's vitamin C, folks. It's so simple. It's not some exotic thing. It's just vitamin C. So I'm slamming vitamin C, you know, more than usual. Because, you know, if you're nutrient deficient, it's going to be hard for your body to heal. Oh, yeah. And also, I should mention, some people prayed for my healing. And so we got to give glory to God on this too. God gave us the blueprint for perfect health. God gave us a body that knows how to heal itself. And when we ask God to intervene and help us heal, he answers. And he did answer. And I know that, you know, I've talked about all these other things and tuning forks and this and that. But the overarching healing force in the universe is God. And without Jesus in my life, I don't think this would have been possible, frankly. So it's all these things. And I thank you for your support. I feel grateful that I have this finger. It would be very difficult without it. I couldn't type for many weeks. You know, like I said, I couldn't shake hands. I couldn't do anything. I even had trouble operating equipment on the ranch and doing all the things I do, you know, feeding the animals and carrying buckets and bags of grain. And, oh, by the way, opening cans of dog food is much more difficult than you think if you have a severe laceration of your finger. Yeah. Opening dog food cans becomes a whole different challenge for a while. Anyway, I can do it now, but for a while, no, it was not easy. So to all of you who have a physical limitation, you have a disability, you have an injury, or if you recently suffered an injury, I want to give you that inspiration. You can heal. You can heal. Bring in every modality that you can think of. Read natural news, listen to my podcast, find other channels maybe on brighteon.com that talk about healing. There are solutions for minor nerve damage. There are ways to get your body to regrow blood supply, obviously. Your body can regrow skin, partial ligament tears, maybe not full, you know, not a full laceration of the ligament. If you completely cut it, you know, you're going to have microsurgery to join it back together. But if you haven't completely cut it, your body can heal. And there, I just want you to understand, this is real. These healing modalities work. I know I've said that about three times. I'm sorry. It's just, I'm trying to drive this home because I just lived through this myself. And I always knew that I would heal. I never thought, oh, I'm going to be a cripple for life. Or at least, I don't know, maybe in a couple of down moments I had that fear. But overall, I felt like, yeah, I'm going to be able to heal. The body can heal. The miracle of healing is built in. I just have to give it time. And it turns out I only had to give it like half the time of what is normal. So, you know, I'm only a little over 2 months into this healing. And again, if you're a doctor looking at this, you're like, there's no way that's true. Okay, believe whatever you want. I'm telling you, it's true. I have the log files of when I took the photos. So in 6 months, you know, I'm going to be 99% or whatever, or close to it. So this is real. Nutrition works. Alternative medicine works. And finally, I do feel disappointed that I will never be a hand model because of this scar. So, shucks. George Costanza. If you know that Seinfeld episode, he was going to be a hand model until something happened. And then it was done. So I will no longer be a hand model. That's one less thing that I can do in my life. But there are a billion other things that I can do. And if we all have that attitude, we can overcome injury, sickness, disease, loss, whatever. We can overcome it. We can move forward. We can heal. And we are miraculous beings. So just tap into that full spectrum of healing potential that is beyond mechanical. It's even beyond nutritional. It's also energetic. It's also spiritual. It is mind-body medicine as well. It's belief. I mean, do you think I would have healed this fast if I didn't believe it was possible? If I had said every day, like, oh my God, it's never going to heal. Like, do you think that in 8 or 9 weeks it would be like this? No way, not a chance. Mind-body medicine combined with everything else, all those modalities and the power of God and Christ in our lives. Folks, this is a living little miracle right here. Thank you for taking the patience to listen to my story. And in the meantime, I will try not to cut off any other fingers. Because they're all useful, it turns out. Okay. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.